Dialog bringer her en optagelse af talerne ved fakkeltoget til ære for Nobelprisvinderen ICAN, som er navnet på den internationale kampagne for et globalt forbud mod atomvåben, og til støtte for at få alle lande til at ratificere og gennemføre forbuddet mod atomvåben. Fakkeltoget blev organiseret i Norges Fredsråd og foregik efter Nobelprisuddelingen om aftenen den 10. december 2017. Talerne var følgende. Appeller ved Anne Marte Sundnes Skalland, tidlig daglig leder i ICAN Norge, og Rebecca Johnson, ICAN International. Abid Q. Raja fra det borgerlige parti Venstre, så i Norge. Bård Vigar Solhjelm, SV, Socialistisk Venstreparti, som foreslog årets fredsprisvinder som den første. Henrietta Westrin, generalsekretær i Norsk Folkehjælp. Erling Borgen fra den norske fredsbevægelse, Nej til atomvåben. Jeremy Corbyns skyggeminister for fred og nedrustning, Fabian Hamilton, fra partiet Labour i United Kingdom, England. Musikalsk indslag ved Åse Cleveland, Nusitze, Andreas Ilbæk, Marianne Nadua og Norsk Sygeplejeforbunds trommekorps. Konferencier var Tue Grimsgaard, fungerende daglig leder i Norges Fredsråd. Til sidst høres godt 3 minutters sammenklip med spontane udtryk fra demonstrationsdeltagerne, der illustrerer folkestemningen ved den ret uorganiserede afslutning på fakkeltoget ved Stortinget, hvor vi til sidst så de ledende ildsjæle i ICAN International og nok især den norske del trådte frem og vinker fra Grand Hotels balkon. Vi starter her i udsendelsen med et glimt af musikken inden talerne. Og de allerfleste taler altså på engelsk, så er man advaret. Men de er absolut værd at anstrenge sig for at forstå.
Jeg heter Tuva, og på vegne av Norges fredsråd og alle våre samarbeidspartnere så vil jeg gjerne ønske dere alle sammen hjertelig velkommen til fakkeltog for fredsprisvinner ICAN. Det er fantastisk å se så mange av dere her, og vi vet at ICAN-campaigners fra hele verden har tatt turen til Oslo for å feire sammen med oss her nå i dag. Det betyr også at det er veldig mange som ikke skjønner hva jeg sier nå. Så resten av programmet, eller i hvert fall mesteparten av det, kommer til å foregå på engelsk, og jeg håper det går fint for dere alle sammen. So welcome to Oslo, everybody. And congratulations to you all. We are very happy to have all of you here today to celebrate this year's Nobel Peace Prize. And a special warm welcome to the Hibakushas, whom are here with us today, the survivors from Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Arigato gozaimasu. Thank you so much for being with us here today. So my name is Tuva. I work with the Norwegian Peace Council, and we're the one organizing this event together with quite a few other organizations. And I will do my best to walk you through the program here tonight. The plan is to finish the program here on stage about 6:15. Then we're going to walk up Karl Johan up to the Grand Hotel, where we will greet the Nobel Peace Prize winners as they come out on the balcony at Grand around 7:00. That means we don't have very much time, so we have to get going on the program. Very quickly about the torches first. There are torches for sale over there, and the torches will only burn for a little bit less than an hour. So if you want a torch, when you walk in a torchlight procession, you should not light it right away. You have to wait until Åse Kleveland is playing to light your torches. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce the speakers from ICANN. And as you know, ICANN, it's not just one organization from one country. It is a total of 468 partner organizations spread across more than 100 countries. So then it seems very fitting that I can invite both the founding co-chair of ICANN, Rebecca Johnson, as well as the former director of ICANN Norway, Anne-Marthe Skarland, to the stage. Thank you, Tuva. If the political leaders in our societies continue to think in the same way as they have done for the past decades, if they continue to think that nuclear weapons are acceptable and that we need them for our security, then they will continue to act in the same way as before, and we will continue to have nuclear weapons. If the political leaders in our societies dare to challenge old thinking patterns, if they dare to ask questions like, is it acceptable to threaten the populations of other states with mass destruction? Is having a weapon that can destroy our entire civilization a risk worth taking? Is it responsible to pass a world full of nuclear weapons on to our children? If our political leaders start to think in a new way, they will act in a new way, and that's how change happens. We would never have gotten voting rights for women or the ban on slavery if people hadn't started to think in a new way. A majority of the states in the world have already rejected nuclear weapons a long time ago. Now they are moving forward. This summer they adopted a treaty banning nuclear weapons in the UN, and ICANN will keep pushing for the rest of the states to join and for the end of nuclear weapons. Dear Hibakushas from Hiroshima and Nagasaki and test sites around the world who have done enormously important work by telling your stories over and over and over again, I want to end by saying one thing to you. I also want to say it to you veteran campaigners who have been fighting against nuclear weapons for countless years. Thank you. Thank you for not giving up.
It is so amazing to be here in Oslo on this wonderful day. On behalf of ICANN, I want to say thank you to the people of Norway, the Nobel Committee, and to the international peace people coming to Oslo today to celebrate and march together with us. We're happy that ICANN has been honored with this Nobel Peace Prize because it helps us to do more. The international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons is not about a few individuals, but about our global movement that reawakened understanding of all the horrendous dangers and consequences of nuclear weapons. We put humanity first, and then worked with governments and diplomats to ban these inhumane, abhorrent weapons. The vital next step to take away whatever military, political, or status value attached to them, so that all existing arsenals get eliminated, not modernized, but banned and eliminated. Yay! This This Nobel Award is a celebration of all our hard work. Citizens, activists, advocates, brave, scared, thoughtful, inspirational people all over the world who put banning nuclear weapons on the agenda and brought as many governments as we could to the United Nations to negotiate a nuclear ban treaty. The biggest prize that we've won is the 2017 Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. It is a strong and effective multilateral humanitarian disarmament treaty that clearly makes nuclear weapons illegal. It requires their abolition and shows the pathways for states to join and eliminate their arsenals. So walking together, campaigners and advocates, working inside and outside parliaments, unions, schools, banks, military, and related businesses, we call on all governments to sign and ratify this treaty. We can bring this nuclear ban treaty into legal force in 1,000 days. That is ICAN's next goal. Support us to achieve this. Yes, it will no doubt take a bit longer to bring the nuclear-armed states and their allies on board. We have to do now more, and we pledge to do more to engage these countries that think they must rely on nuclear weapons and persuade them that joining this treaty will bring better security for them as well as the whole world. Countries like Norway that are in NATO and Japan, also a nuclear umbrella ally, where despite the Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the suffering of the people of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, despite the testimony of the Hibakusha who have campaigned and taught us so much. And also nuclear armed states like my country, Britain, where Trident nuclear weapons are stockpiled and deployed in Scotland, which has taken the lead in calling for the UK to sign the treaty and scrap the weapons. All of the nuclear-dependent countries need to hear from civil society and voters every day. We need to tailor our messages, arguments, and campaigns to change nuclear and defense policies in each and every one of these countries so that they change how they look at security, to persuade them to join and implement the treaty, and put more resources into real security needs like environmental protection, tackling climate change, ending poverty, and providing health and education for all. Using our nuclear ban treaty, we can help the leaders in the nuclear-addicted countries to kick their deadly habit of threatening to use nuclear weapons for deterrence and terror. As the indomitable survivor Setsuko Thurlow from Hiroshima, one of the two women we chose as ICAN to accept the Nobel Peace Prize on behalf of all of us, said today, "As we march through the streets of Oslo with torches aflame, let us follow each other out of the dark night of nuclear terror. No matter what obstacles we face, we will keep moving forward and keep pushing and keep sharing this light with others. Here, now is when we move forward, taking the next steps to accomplish the total abolition of nuclear weapons. Arm in arm, torches and hearts aflame, with all our voices and all of our visions for peace, freedom, justice, and our shared world and humanity. Thank you all for taking part in this momentous journey with us. Let's shout together, I can, we did, and we'll keep going. I can, we did, and we'll keep going. I can, we did, and we'll keep going. Thank you. Woo-hoo!
so much. So in Norway, most political parties says they share the common goal of a nuclear-free world. Still, we haven't signed the treaty ban, but hopefully, with the help of the next couple of speakers, we're going to be able to do so. Next speaker is from the Liberal Party and Deputy Speaker in the Parliament, Abid Raja.
Congratulations, all friends of ICANN with the Peace Prize. Congratulations. And I'm here to tell you that you have friends in Norway, and you have friends in the Parliament, and you have also friends in the Norwegian presidency, as I am the Deputy Speaker of the Parliament, and I support you 100%. Thank you. And my party was one of the parties who said that Norwegian government should sign the UN ban, and we will keep going as you can, and we can, and I can. This speech will be very short. I'm just going to tell you that we are doing something to make this happen. We're going to pass a bill next week in the Parliament where we are taking the stand that we have to figure out whether it is possible for Norway to sign the treaty or not. Even if the government is saying no, the Parliament is saying we have to find out if we can say yes. And the second thing we have done, I represent the Liberal Party in the Parliament, it's called Venstre. What we have done in the budget negotiations, budget is important, I think ICANN knows that, because probably you didn't have that much money working for this common task. But what we have done in the budget is that for 2018, the Norwegian Parliament will be giving you 2 million Norwegian kroners. And we will also be supporting the Norwegian doctors who are working to ban the nuclear weapons. So we are lifting this cause in the budget. Because we believe in the civil society and what you have achieved in so little time, a UN treaty that gives us parliamentarians hope that is actually worth supporting the civil society, because the civil societies can actually make the nuclear countries turn away from the nuclear weapons. So keep on with the good work, and congratulations once again from the Parliament.
So, the ICANN could not have received the Nobel Peace Prize without anyone nominating them. I know for a fact that more than one person did so, and one of those who nominated ICANN for this year's Nobel Peace Prize is a former parliamentarian from the Socialist Left Party, Bård Vegar Solhjell.
Thank you so much, and let me start by congratulating ICANN with this fantastic prize, and to welcome all who have been traveling here to come here to Oslo today. I have heard that you are hundreds of ICANN campaigners from around the world that are here today. Is that true? Yeah. It's great to hear. Are you proud today? Yeah. Are you warm today? No. No, come back in January if you think this is cold. Anyway, it's been a fantastic journey for ICANN, but I have to admit that I considered ICANN a long shot when I, the first time several years ago, nominated ICANN for the Nobel Peace Prize. I even posed the question to myself, why should I nominate a small and at the time unknown organization? But I am very proud and glad today that I answered the question to myself. Yes, I can nominate ICANN. And during those years, ICANN has grown from being a long shot to a contender, to a favorite, and now a winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. And that is because ICANN has become the most important grassroots organization working to achieve one of the most important goals for humanity as such. Because here in Norway, and probably other places too, from time to time you can hear people say that nuclear weapons, nuclear arms, it has kind of a 70s or an 80s feel to it. Wasn't it a bigger problem during the Cold War? But the answer is that they pose a bigger threat today than they did during the Cold War. There are more states with nuclear weapons today than it used to be. There's a higher risk concerned with the nuclear weapons, and they are much more dangerous and collateral to humanity if they are to be used today. But still, there has been little progress in the negotiation on proliferation and disarmament of nuclear weapons the last few decades. That is, there has been little progress until ICAN come up and took the scene. Because ICAN has changed the international debate and the international work on disarmament and on the prohibition of nuclear weapons. Instead of putting the interests of the states who have nuclear weapons first, the ICAN has changed the focus on the interests of all the people in the world who will face the consequences if they are used. And ICAN has changed the focus from the balance between those states to our common interest. And our common interest is to take these weapons away and make sure that they are never used. Yeah! And the logical answer is to introduce a prohibition of nuclear weapons like we have on other weapons of mass destruction. And the reasonable answer is to have a prohibition of nuclear weapons. Yeah! And today here in Oslo, we have together taken another giant leap in that direction because of ICAN. And dear friends, in the end, reason and logic will prevail over fear. And we will put an end to nuclear weapons. We will get a prohibition. Slowly and steadily, more countries will join this prohibition. Maybe now Norway will come ahead, since a majority in our parliament has agreed to look into the consequences for us. And that day, when we achieve our goals, each of you can have own a little piece of that work. And you can say to yourself, yes, we did our part of this important work to humanity. Congratulations to you all.
In Norway alone, ICAN has 45 partner organizations. The Norwegian Peace Council, who I represent, is one of them. Another is the Norwegian People's Aid, or Norsk Folkehjelp. And next speaker is their Secretary General, Henriette Westrin.
Kjære alle sammen. Atomvåpen en trussel så stor og reell at det grunn til å kjenne på frykt. Men 2017 gir oss også grunn til håp og optimisme. For det noe 2017 har vist oss, så det at hardt arbeid og stort engasjement på grasrota gir resultater, ja, at det kan forandre verden. Det var en historisk dag da FN i sommer vedtok en internasjonal avtale som forbyr atomvåpen. Og nå starter jobben med å få flest mulig land med. Her hjemme må vi legge press på egne myndigheter. Norge som NATO-land bør og kan slutte seg til atomvåpenforbudet. Dette forbudet det viktigste vi kan gjøre for vår nasjons sikkerhet. Når det hevdes at atomvåpenforbudet svekker NATO, og at et forbud vil kunne svekke vår sikkerhet, så det ansvarsfraskrivelse. I dag baserer vi sikkerhetspolitikken vår på et våpen som kan utslette byer som Oslo og drepe millioner på sekunder. Det kan aldri gi oss sikkerhet. Det setter oss i konstant fare. Atomvåpen gir ikke trygghet. Ikke for oss, ikke for noen. Atomvåpenforbudet vil tre i kraft, og da kommer Norge til å basere sitt forsvar på et ulovlig våpen på lik linje med kjemiske våpen. Men det vil ikke den norske regjeringen snakke om. Når Norge insisterer på at vi trenger atomvåpen for vår sikkerhet, ja, da øker vi faren for at flere land skaffer seg atomvåpen. Vi øker faren for at disse grusomme våpnene brukes. Vi fikk en viktig seier på fredag, da stortingsflertallet besluttet å utrede om Norge kan tilslutte seg forbudet. Regjeringen var ikke med på det. Vi må passe på at jobben gjøres grundig. Vi som jobber! Ja, det er bra! Så det skal vi følge med på, og vi skal våkne dem. For vi som jobber for atomvåpenforbud og for gjensidig nedrustning, vi skal ikke lene oss tilbake nå. Vi har ingen tid å miste. Vi skal fortsette å jobbe enda hardere for en tryggere og atomvåpenfri verden. Vi feirer i dag, og vi fortsetter jobben i morgen. Gratulerer Daikeren med årets fredspris.
Nei til atomvåpen, or No to Nuclear Weapons, is also one of ICAN's partner organizations here in Norway. Please welcome to the stage, Erling Borgen.
Som utsending for Nei til atomvåpen, så var jeg til stede i FN sist sommer, da et klart flertall av verdens land undertegnet traktaten som forbyr atomvåpen. Men skammens plass, Norges plass, stod tom. Regjeringen, representert ved utenriksminister Brende, kalte ICAN-aktivistene for populister. Han sa at vedtaket i FN var en blindvei og et slag i luften. Og Jens Stoltenberg i NATO mener at forbudet mot atomvåpen undergraver de fremskrittene vi har gjort innenfor nedrustning. Hvilke fremskritt han viser til er ukjente i en verden der det finnes 15 000 atomvåpen. Fredsprisutdelingen i rådhuset i dag var en sjelden sterk seanse. Det var tydelig for alle at statsminister Solberg følte seg ukomfortabel. Det fordi hun og de andre norske atompolitikerne står på feil side. Regjeringen, Arbeiderpartiet, som også imot forbud, NATO samt atommaktene og deres haltende trommeslagere representerer fortidens politikk. Hånflire og skjellsordene fra atomtilhengerne i ferd med å forstumme. I rådhuset i dag ble de avkledd for alvor. Politikk kan være komplisert, men dette spørsmålet, akkurat dette spørsmålet enkelt. Menneskene eies ikke av myndighetene. Myndighetene tilhører folket. Et stort flertall i Norge og ellers i verden vil ha et forbud mot atomvåpen. Verdens folk velger liv fremfor død. Og fredsprisen til ICAN en seier for oss som slåss mot terrorvåpnene. Det samtidig et sviende nederlag for fortidens livsfarlige politikk. Vi skal tvinge dem til å snu, og nå fortsetter arbeidet med stor entusiasme. Over! Over arbeids... Det jo sånn at fredsbevegelsen i Norge og internasjonalt ofte har hatt magre tider. Og for å oppmuntre meg selv, så har jeg hengt opp et stort slagord over arbeidspulten min, forfattet av den danske aktivisten og lyrikeren Carl Scharnberg, og der står det: Er du i tvil om hva du skal velge å gjøre, lytt da til rådene fra bankdirektørene og våpenfabrikantene. Ta deretter det stikk motsatte standpunkt.
We are a bit behind schedule. We have one more speaker left before Åse Kleveland will play for us. Last speaker is Jeremy Corbyn's Shadow Minister for Peace and Disarmament, Mr. Fabian Hamilton. Please welcome him to the stage.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Let me say to our Japanese hibakusha, arigato gozaimasu. Thank you for being here with us. Today is one of the most important milestones in the history of nuclear weapons. Today, the organization that has worked tirelessly for decades to advocate the prohibition of all nuclear weapons, ICAN, has been recognized with the world's most prestigious award, the Nobel Peace Prize. My friends, we are gathered here in this beautiful, if somewhat cold, city of Oslo to celebrate the rightful recognition of all those men and women who fought for a United Nations treaty which will prohibit the production, possession and use of the most destructive weapons ever invented by humanity, the nuclear bomb. We need no reminders, do we, of what these terrifying weapons can do to life. We only have to look at the photographs of the destruction caused by the only two nuclear weapons ever to have been used in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And indeed, we heard the personal testament today of one of those survivors. And we know that those two bombs had only a fraction of the destructive power of today's warheads. And that's why, my friends, so many of us from so many different countries in the world have come to Oslo today to celebrate, but also to rededicate ourselves to the ultimate goal of the permanent removal of nuclear weapons from the military arsenals of the nine nations which currently possess them. It may not happen in our lifetimes, but if we want a future for our planet, for our children and grandchildren, then we must all work together to achieve a nuclear-free world. Yeah! My friends, as our Shadow Minister for Peace and Disarmament in the United Kingdom, I have been arguing that the United Kingdom should have taken a much more proactive role in relation to the treaty. The UK should be taking a lead in urging other nuclear-armed states to make concrete progress towards a nuclear-free world. It is simply not acceptable that the causes of nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament have slipped from the global agenda in recent years. We have nothing to fear and everything to gain by making the world a safer place for all of humanity. Yeah! Finally, I bring you greetings from a man who has dedicated his life to fighting the scourge of nuclear weapons. And that is the leader of my party, Jeremy Corbyn, who was unable to be with us today. He was unable to join us, but is with us here in spirit. And I know that this is a day that he will be celebrating as well as all of us here. Thank you, my friends, for inviting me to be with you on this extraordinary day of hope for the whole world. Yeah!
Thank you so much. Our program here is soon to an end. Thank you all again for coming, and a special thanks to those of you who have made tonight possible. That is all of the speakers, our musicians, our amazing volunteers running around in yellow reflector vests, the ICAN coordination group consisting of the Norwegian Peace Council, NATO Nuclear Weapons, Norwegian IPPNW, and Norwegian People's Aid, as well as all of our sponsors and partner organizations, LO, NTL, Fagforbundet, Human-Etisk Forbund, Natur Ungdom, Kirkens Nødhjelp, og IKFF Norge. Final stop on the program before we start the procession in that direction is Åse Kleveland. That means it's time to start to light your torches. So the easiest way to do that is to find a friend with a lighter, get a light and pass it on to whoever is next to you. After Åsa has finished playing, it's time for us to go. We then want the ICANN international campaigners to be in front. There's supposed to be 250 of you. And after the ICANN campaigners, there will be Norsk Sykepleierforbund's Trommekorps. They're also going to play on the second song with Åsa. So some of them have to make the way from the stage and over to the other side of the square. So please let them through when they try to pass by you, because we want them to walk almost in the front of the procession. And then after that, all of you amazing people. So, thank you all once again for coming. And please welcome to the stage our favorite diva and nuclear disarmament campaigner, Åse Kleveland.
Kjære alle sammen, om dere visste hvor flott det å stå her oppe og se på dere alle sammen med lysene som nå langsomt tennes og Karl Johan I julepyntet stand samtidig. Det en enorm glede å få lov å være med og gratulere på denne dagen her. Det noe veldig rørende ved det, og det på ene siden en stor glede å oppleve dette, at engasjementet I anti-atombevegelsen så stort som det nå. Samtidig så må vi vel se I øynene at en av grunnene til at det sånn, det nettopp at tiden, omstendighetene, stemningen påkaller et stort engasjement. Jeg var tenåring på 60-tallet, og min første plate, den spilte jeg inn I 1965. Og på den platen var det to sanger som begge har noe med dette å gjøre, som sier noe om at for eksempel 60-tallet var et engasjement enormt stort, og følelsen av fare var present. På den ene siden av denne lille singelen så var What Have They Done to the Rain, som ble skrevet til den store løfte og de store demonstrasjonene som man hadde I USA nettopp mot prøvesprengningene først og fremst. Og den andre var Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Bob Dylan, han sier aldri helt hva han har tenkt på når det gjelder sine melodier og tekster, men mange gjettet på at denne også handlet om hadde et anti-atomvåpen budskap. Veldig ofte så blir regnet brukt som et symbol på det radioaktive nedfallet. Fordi det noen ting som der I luften, men vi ser det ikke. Hva det inneholder vet vi ingenting om. Og jeg har lyst å synge den ene av disse to sangene, en liten vise som heter What Have They Done to the Rain?
Just a little rain falling all around. The grass lifts its head to the heavenly sound. Just a little rain, just a little rain. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years, and the grass is gone, the glow disappears, and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? Just a little breeze out of the sky. The leaves nod their heads as the breeze goes by. Just a little breeze with some smoke in its eye. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years. And the grass is gone, the boy disappears, and the rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? What have they done to the rain?
Så spurte jeg to av våre mest kjente låtskrivere, Egil Berg og Ingrid Hovland, om ikke de kunne skrive en sang til denne anledningen. Og det har de gjort. Og den er så fersk at jeg er nødt til å bruke den. Den ene er det så lenge siden jeg sang, og den andre er så ny. Og her får vi da også hjelp av disse strålende damene som fra sykepleiernes trommekorps, som da og våre musikere Markus og Birger og Øyvind. Så, her kommer vi. La faklene skinne. Skinne for de som fått lide da bombene utslettet mennesker og jord. La klokkene slå, for nå er det på tide å rope et rungende nei i kor. Vi tenner en ild til kampen er vunnet. Vi synger fremdeles om barna vår tid, om makt som ble misbrukt og alle som vunnet. Om alt som skal heles, hvor sårene gror. La faklene skinne for deg Nagasaki, og for deg Hiroshima, så du aldri blir glemt. Det blåser en vind, det er tungt å ta tak i. Et kaldere klima kan gjøre en skrem. Men løft faklene høyt for alle som makter å krumme sin nakke og ta i et tak. Og uten så mange forunnende fakter. Med tiden i tale står fram for vår sak. For henne som reiser sin fakkel og går sammen med han som har kjent hvor han står. La vi synge sammen med dem som vil at vår jord skal være et hjem, og som tenner en fakkel for freden. Løft
svakere enn søster, for marsjerende søsken mot terror og vold. La faklene heves, og flygningene røster, og vis at vi støtter hver mulige roll. For det skal aldri bli et nytt Nagasaki. Hiroshima skal minnes, men aldri mer se. Det gjelder vår klode, så kom og ta tak i. Fakler som brenner for frihet og fred. Så tenner vi våre fakler i dag mot terror, bomber av verste slag. I dag vil vi flagge sammen med dem som vet at vår jord skal være et hjem. Og da Frammen for menneskefreden.
Og her kommer så det omtalte sammenklip fra afslutningen på fakkeltoget for ICANN's kamp for at få nu FN's beslutning om forbud mod atomvåben ført ud i livet. Nogle af de ledende kræfter i ICANN-bevægelsen træder nu frem på Grand Hotels balkon lige over for Stortinget i Oslo.
Så hvis alle havde sunget, we should all.
Ja.
Gud har sagt det eller andet. Hermed slut på optagelsen fra fakkeltoget for græsrodsbevægelsen ICANN's kamp for at få afskaffet atomvåben i verden, som altså foregik om aftenen ved Nobels
fredsprisuddelingen til ICAN den 10. december 2017. Man kan genhøre optagelserne her og de øvrige fra Oslo på Dilupo Frederikshavn Lokale Radios hjemmeside www.arnehansen.net/dialog og søg i browseren på Fakkeltog fra ICAN.